From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A federal appeals court is putting a temporary halt to the lower court decision allowing gays to serve openly in the military. The ruling allows the Pentagon to resume enforcing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy for now while the court considers a longer stay. David Hall, a former Air Force staff sergeant who was discharged under the policy, says members of the military should not have any issues dealing with openly gay troops.
The number one rule is you follow orders. If you're the commander-in-chief says this is the new law, then that's the way we follow it and we make it work.
The stay was issued after military recruiting stations had briefly begun accepting openly gay applicants this week. Several environmental groups are suing BP. They're claiming that BP's huge oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico has violated the Endangered Species Act. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what do the groups want?
Well, Craig, I've seen the documents, and I've talked with an attorney for one of the groups, the Southern Environmental Law Center. Catherine Wanamaker tells me the SELC and the other groups, which includes the Save the Manatee Club, simply want to remedy harm to endangered species in the Gulf.
Obviously, they're one of the groups that don't have a voice. When we talk about fishermen or we talk about states or any of the other affected parties, they've all been at the table participating in negotiations, and we're bringing this case to try to restore the environment of the Gulf in a way that we don't think has been done.
So Wanamaker is really saying here that this suit is different from the many others against BP precisely because its direct beneficiaries would be wildlife and not people. Now, beyond this, she told me that the lawsuit focuses on both harm that is known now and harm that might become known later.
We know that there were a lot of turtles that were killed. There are obviously a lot of birds. Those are all impacts, some of which we know now, others that we don't, and we're not going to know for many years. And we want to be sure that BP is held accountable.
She told me that the plaintiffs want BP to set up a fund to help Gulf wildlife, although they haven't named the amount yet.
So what's BP saying about this, Paul?
Well, I did speak with someone at BP who said she would try to get a statement, but so far, Craig, I have not heard back.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. President Obama is in the midst of a campaign swing through western states as he tries to ramp up enthusiasm among Democrats with less than a couple weeks to go before the midterm elections. First event was a rally in Portland, Oregon. The president called on voters not to be influenced by pundits predicting Republican gains in Congress.
It is up to you to tell them we haven't forgotten. We don't have amnesia, and we don't want what you're selling, because we tried it before and we didn't like it, because it didn't work.
The president campaigns in Washington state today for Democratic Senator Patty Murray. She's locked in a tight race with her Republican challenger, Dino Rossi. This is NPR News from Washington. Army troops are now having to pick up garbage in a city in southern France. It's the latest fallout from the ongoing strikes there to protest government retirement reforms. Eleanor Beardsley reports police are clearing strikers away from the entrances to fuel depots.
Marseille's garbage men have been on strike for nearly 2 weeks, and the streets are full of trash. And despite promises by President Nicolas Sarkozy that the fuel situation would be back to normal in a few days, around 3,000 gas stations remain without fuel, and strikers are still blocking depots, sometimes returning after they've been evacuated by police. The government says it will not back down on raising the retirement age, and the Senate is set to pass the bill by the end of the week. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The chief judge in the state of New York, Jonathan Littman, is putting lawyers there handling foreclosure cases on notice. NPR's Wendy Kaufman says the attorneys are having to pledge personally that any foreclosure documents they submit to courts are accurate.
Elizabeth Hillman, a professor at the UC Hastings Law School and opponent of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, says the stay is unfortunate and will create confusion since the Pentagon had already started accepting openly gay recruits.
But here's the Department of Justice arguing that it's impossible for the military to do this. It will destroy the armed forces. It will cause irreparable harm. There's no evidence that's the case, but that's what they're arguing, and that's what the Ninth Circuit bought.
The three-judge panel will decide next week whether to extend the temporary stay. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
The Pentagon says it wants to sell $60 billion worth of military aircraft and weapons to Saudi Arabia. The proposed sale will include F-15 fighter jets and attack helicopters. Congress has 30 days to review the sale. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.